Well, what a thrill it is here today to be joining me here on the big radio show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Thomas Rhett. Hey, Thomas.
What's up, man? I feel like you should have been like a hockey announcer in a different life.
Well, to tell you the truth, I am.
Are you really? You have the voice for it, for sure.
That's my little signature trademark thing, you know, when I introduce you country stars. And man, it's just such a thrill to have you here on the big radio show today. Okay. And speaking of, what's your favorite NHL team to get us rolling here?
I live in Nashville, so I'm a Predators guy.
Yeah, exactly. The Preds, man.
Big Preds fan.
Yep. Yeah, that's quite the atmosphere when you're in one of those games down in the rink there.
It's nuts because, like, you know, growing up in the South, like, I did not grow up with a hockey team.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything. We had the Titans, which is like professional football. Mm-hmm. But when the Preds came to town, you know, I still go to a bunch of the games. And like over the last few years, since we've been kind of good and like going to the playoffs, the arena has been electric. So Nashville is definitely a hockey town now.
Yeah, for sure. And my fellow public address announcer there, Paul, I love it when it was the last minute of play, they go, thanks, Paul.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Man, awesome. Well, listen, Tommy, just back from Boots and Hearts. How is that anyway? Yeah. How was that? Good time?
Man, I genuinely believe it's one of the best festivals in the world.
Yeah.
And I don't have a reason why, but I mean, there was like 35,000 people there, you know, 4-day event. The weather was like perfect, no rain. But honestly, man, like anytime we get to come to Canada is such a treat. Like I've been treated so well by my Canadian fans, and every other year we go from Vancouver all the way east, and every stop in between is just always such a blast.
Man, so, and you're coming back to Canada for the CCMAs, yeah. And are you practicing your Canadian A's? Like, how's it going, A? Hey. What's going on, A?
Yeah, what's your process there, A?
Just where you probably say y'all, just add an A, right?
Yeah, a couple of my band guys are actually Canadian. So one's from Whitby, Ontario, and one's from Ottawa. So I feel like I've gotten the accent down pretty good.
So let me hear you. How's it going, eh?
Oh, it's going pretty good there, eh? You know, the old Leafs are going to do well in the playoffs this year, and you know, hopefully they go 4-0, and it's going to be a hell of a cold winter here, but we're going to stay warm with plenty of Labatt's and some Molson Canadians there. So what do you rank that? Is that a 10 out of a 10?
I'll give that. If I had three thumbs, I'd give it three thumbs up, Thomas.
All right, great.
And at least with none other than Austin Matthews, the new captain there. So, yeah, we're in good shape with Leafs Nation here. So congratulations on the new album, About a Woman. This is your seventh, so tell us about this new project.
Yeah, man. Every time I hear the word seventh studio album, it makes me feel very old. it's always so shocking because, I mean, I started in this business when I was like 19 years old. So
yeah.
I can't believe I'm putting my seventh record out. It started about a year and a half ago, writing with a bunch of buddies. And really just the main mission, man, was just to bring joy. You know what I mean? Like to put smiles on people's faces. Like that's what I do for a living, is I try to bring joy to people. And so if I can do that through a record of being able to kind of, you know, solely on this album, talk about my wife and my relationship with her, like those are my favorite songs to write, man. I've gotten really good at writing about my family and about my wife. And 14 tracks of just pure joy, bro. And I'm excited for people to listen to it.
Loving it, man. And beautiful as you, inspired by Lauren.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we have this saying in the South called, you know, when you feel like you feel like you've outkicked your coverage in your marriage, like basically meaning of all the people in the world, why did you choose someone like me, you know? And so I feel like there's a lot of men out there that can definitely relate to the message of this tune. And it's also fun to listen to, man, fun melody. And I love, man. And so just trying to bring love back into country music. So,
yeah. And I married way up. That's what all my buddies say. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So I can relate to that in the song. And Beautiful as You, already over 47 million global streams. So quite a huge success, Thomas.
Yeah, man. I was saying this earlier. It would be really terrible if the first song you released did really bad. And so I'm really excited that the first one is doing what it's supposed to do. So.
Wicked. Awesome. Congratulations, man. And we're just loving the tune here on the radio. So our listeners have sent in some questions to ask you. So I'm going to give you some rapid hot fire here. All right. So we were mentioning you're coming to Canada. So Tanya asks, what do you like most about Canada?
That's such a broad question.
Yeah.
I think the people, like, I know that sounds really cliche, but like, I've never been treated better anywhere in the world than when I go into Canada, like overly nice. And I know that y'all say sorry a lot.
Oh, sorry.
I hear, sorry. But I hear it from my band all the time, but I think we just get treated like amazing when we every time we step into a new building, all the local crew and all the riggers are always so kind. And dude, when we play shows, it's just electric. I just feel very welcome there. So I would say the people for sure.
Sweet. Awesome. We've got one here from Jessica, and she says, Thomas, you've been on so many songs with other artists. Who is your dream artist to work with?
My dream artist to work with, probably Chris Stapleton, man.
Yeah.
I've known him my whole ex not my whole existence, but I've known him since I was like 19. I wrote my first couple of hits with Chris. But I would love, now that the world knows who Chris Stapleton is, I would love to hop on a track with Chris.
Oh,
That'd be
man.
awesome.
You guys would slay it, that's for sure.
So fun.
Another listener question here. Violet is wondering, what's your favorite meal to cook? Like, if you and Lauren are cooking supper, what's your favorite meal to cook?
Man, I love to grill steaks.
Yeah.
Like steaks, baked potato, and a salad, I think I could eat for the rest of my life, and a good glass of wine. That would be my desert island dinner.
Okay, I'll
so.
Be over at 5 o'clock tonight for dinner
perfect.
There. Okay, good. We've got one here from James. He's asking, oh, what's your favorite song to do on stage while you're in concert?
Favorite song to do on stage, as cliche as it sounds, is probably "Die a Happy Man." I never thought that I would have a song that could last decades, and still be like as like anthemic as it was when it
Yeah.
came out. But every single night, man, I hear people singing it back, I'm just reminded of why I do this for a living.
Yeah.
Watching a song become a memory for someone else's life is like one of the coolest things in the world. So
So cool. So Thomas, thanks for answering those questions on behalf of
yeah,
our
man.
listeners, and we want to wish you good luck with the new album About a Woman that's out now, and that new song Beautiful as You. It's a beautiful song, so we love playing it here on the radio. So we can't wait to see you at the CCMAs coming up in a little under a month's time in Edmonton, and maybe they'll
Yeah.
give you an Edmonton Oilers jersey there to wear
That
on
would
the
be,
show.
I've got like four of them now, so the fifth one's a charm.
Awesome. Thomas, thanks a million for joining us here today, and come see us anytime.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good one.
Thanks, pal. Cheers, brother.
You too.